Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu has narrated that His Illustrious Majesty sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated that the itr of a male is the fragrance of which spreads, and it has less color in it, less color which is apparent. For example, rose and kiora, reported in Shamail al-Tirmidhi. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu has narrated that the merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the ithr of a male is that which the fragrance of which spreads and has less color in it. For example, rose and kiora, reported in Shamail al-Tirmidhi. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates that His Illustrious Majesty sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the ithr of a female is that which has more color and less fragrance. For example, henna and saffron, reported in Shamail al-Tirmidhi. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu has narrated that His Illustrious Majesty sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the ithr of a female is that which has more color apparent and less fragrance. For example, henna and saffron, reported in Shamail al-Tirmidhi. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a sikka, in other words, an ithr box, and he would utilize the ithr from that box, reported in Shamail al-Tirmidhi. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a sikka, in other words, an ithr box, and he would use the ithr, the fragrance from within that, reported in Shamail al-Tirmidhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to us, with regards to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every single fragrance, a fragrant sunnah. May Allah give us the tawfiq to implement that, and may Allah ta'ala make us a true and proper lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnahs. Ameen.